Welcome to This Week in Blues History. I'm Sleepy Boy Hawkins, host of Blues Unlimited, the radio show that explores the wonderful world of the blues and its history, heritage, and rich cultural traditions. If you're from New Orleans, then perhaps you're already familiar with the name of Professor Longhair. In the Crescent City, he's a much-loved music legend. And this week, in 1949, he cut the first version of many, it turned out, of a Mardi Gras classic. Henry Roland Byrd, or simply Fess, as he's sometimes referred to, was born in Washington Parish, Louisiana, in 1918. He learned to play keyboards on a beaten-up old piano that had been left out for trash, and developed an instantly recognizable style, combining elements of blues and boogie with polyrhythms from the Caribbean. His breakthrough came in 1949, when he sat down at the piano bench during an intermission one night at a local watering hole. Two record companies came knocking on his door, Atlantic and Mercury, but it was a tiny label from Texas, Star Talent, that had the honor of first recording Mardi Gras in New Orleans, now an established carnival season tradition.
Got my ticket in my hand, I wanna go to New Orleans. When I get to New Orleans, I wanna see the Zulu King.
Although Fess passed on in 1980, his music lives on in the Crescent City and in the hearts of his fans all over the world. For more on the New Orleans piano tradition, including Professor Longhair, we highly recommend the award-winning documentary, Piano Players Rarely Ever Play Together. And that's going to do it for this week in blues history. For more great moments like this one, join me, Sleepy Boy Hawkins, each and every week for Blues Unlimited. Available on iTunes and on the web at bandcamp.com.